When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think we're nothing. Are we nothing?
No!
Pulitzer and Hearst, they think they got us. Do they got us?
No!
Even though we ain't got hats or badges, we're a union just by saying so. And the world will know. What's it gonna take to stop the wagons? Are we ready?
Yeah!
What's it gonna take to stop the scabbers? Can we do it?
Yeah!
Well, what we gotta do until we break the will of mighty Bill and Joe.
And the world will know, and the journal too.
Mr. Hearst and Pulitzer, we got news for you.
See, the world don't know, but they're gonna pay.
Instead of hawking headlines, we'll be making them today. Circulation bell starts ringing. Will we hear it?
No!
What if the Delanceys come out swinging? Will we hear it?
No! When you got 100 voices singing, who can hear a lousy whistle blow? And the world will know that this ain't no game. That we got a ton of rotten fruit and perfect aim. So they gave their choice but to see it through.
We found our boy
and I lost my shell.
And the world will. Yeah!
Pulitzer may own the world, but he don't own
us. Pulitzer may own the world, but he don't own us.
Pulitzer may crack the whip, but he won't whip us.
Pulitzer may crack the whip, but he won't whip.
That is from the brand new original cast recording of Newsies, one of the contenders for this year's Tony Awards. The world will know at 11:15 this evening, indeed, who will win the Tony for Best Musical. Hi, This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And I'm really thrilled that we're broadcasting on a Sunday so we can give you your own cheat sheet, as it were, for the Tony Awards this evening. Of course, the Tony Awards will be broadcast on CBS from 8 o'clock on. And some of you may have seen some of the Tony-nominated shows. I've seen most of them. So we'll go through the various contenders and various categories for the musical division, and hopefully you'll have some sense going into the broadcast tonight what you might be intrigued by, what you might be voting for, what you might be into. Since we don't have a Triple Crown winner at the Belmont, you'll just have to kind of wager on the Tonys. Okay, so this was a slightly odd year for musicals, I think. Some interesting revivals and a very diverse group for Best Original Musical. Most commentators would say, and I would agree, that there doesn't seem to be a clear favorite the way there was last year with Book of Mormon. Let's turn to one of the slightly less represented categories, which is Best Score. A score got some notice this year. Didn't get many other nominations, but the score to Bonnie and Clyde, music by Frank Wildhorn and lyrics by Don Black, an underrated lyricist, I think, whose work goes all the way back to the 1960s with some of the James Bond movies. An excellent work on a Andrew Lloyd Webber musical called Tell Me on a Sunday in the 1980s. Here's Laura Osnes. She's also nominated for Best Actress in a Musical as the title character in Bonnie and Clyde. And the score for this show got a nomination for Best Score for an Original Musical. And here's a song she sings called Dying Ain't So Bad.
Just once, if that's how it's gotta be, then I'd rather breathe.
That was Laura Osnes, an up-and-coming star, singing Diane Ain't So Bad from Bonnie and Clyde. Wonder if she would have necessarily felt the same way after she meets her end in a hail of bullets and machine guns at the end of the show. Well, anyway, be that as it may, Bonnie and Clyde certainly to one of the most famous duos of the early 1930s, along with, what, Edward and Mrs. Simpson and Amos and Andy and Gable and Lombard, and of course our favorite couple from the mid-30s, Porgy and Bess. Porgy and Bess, retitled The Gershwins' Porgy and Bess, rumbled onto the scene in the fall and amidst a hail of controversy about many changes in the score and the book. To my mind, many of which were completely unnecessary and didn't help already one of the greatest shows of all time. But here, it's one of the prime candidates for Best Revival of a Musical, also racking up 10 Tony nominations. So why don't we hear the eponymous couple of Porgy and Bess here portrayed in this revival by Norm Lewis as Porgy and the ever incandescent Audra McDonald as Bess.
Why your muscles pull up like that? It make me afraid.
I ain't trying to keep no woman, but don't want to stay. If you want to go to crown, that's for you to say.
Someday I know he's coming back to call me. He gonna handle me in a home so it's gonna be like dying a porgy deep inside me. But when he calls, I know I have to go.
And laid your worries down. You're gonna live easy. You're gonna live high. You're gonna outshine every woman in this town. And remember, when crown come, that's my business, Bess.
I loves you, Porgy.
What you think I is anyway? To let some dirty hound dog steal my woman.
Audra McDonald and Norm Lewis from the Tony-nominated revival, The Gershwins' Porgy and Bess. The Gershwin Porgy and Bess, as opposed to what? The Slobotniks' Porgy and Bess? Anyway, that's what they do now. If you have a lot of clout, they put your name above the title, or even before the title. Among the revivals nominated this year was a revival of Evita that came in from London's West End with a lot of interesting advanced press. Didn't seem to live up to its press, however. I thought the production was a little lackluster, and I did, however, very much enjoy sitting through that score. That score is a very underrated one. It's funny, it was sort of trashed in 1979, score by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, but listening to it in the theater, it's really magical and inventive and surprising. So, rah-rah, the score to Evita. The leading lady was also imported from London. Her name was Elena Roger. And she was also supposed to be the bee's knees. Critics didn't seem to think so in New York, although I thought she gave a very compelling and ironic performance. So here she is, taking us from the revival of Evita back to Buenos Aires.
What's new, Buenos Aires? I'm new. I want to say I'm just a little stuck on you. You'll be on me too. I get out here, Buenos Aires. You ought to know what you're gonna get in me. Just a little touch of star quality. Fill me up with your heat, with your nose, with your dirt. Overdo me. Let me dance to your beat. Make it low, let it hurt. Run it through me. Don't hold back. You're certain to impress. Tell the driver this is where I'm staying. Hello, Buenos Aires. Get this. Just look at me. Dress up somewhere to go. Put on a show. Take me in at your flood. Give me speed, give me light. Set me humming. Shoot me up with your blood. Wake me up with your nights. Watch me coming. All I want is a whole lot of excess. Tell the singer this is where I'm playing. The stars are back, Buenos Aires. Because you don't know what you're gonna get in me. Just a little touch of star quality.
Just a little touch of quality. star quality. That's what it's all about in the 2012 Tony Awards, which we're celebrating today in advance of the big event, the main event, this evening on CBS. So among shows that seem to be favored coming in are the revival of Stephen Sondheim's Follies. The 1971 show is considered to be a high watermark of theatrical razzle-dazzle and the height of Sondheim's songwriting art and Hal Prince's original production, which brought back some fascinating actors like Alexis Smith and Dorothy Collins to the Broadway stage. Well, we have a new set of actors. There are four leads in Follies, two couples who were together in a sort of complicated relationship in the 1940s who meet again at a reunion of Follies Showgirls in 1971. And three of those four leads have been nominated for Best or Leading Performer in a Musical. Let's hear from two of the guys. The first is Danny Burstyn. Danny's a wonderful actor who's been around for, I don't know, a couple of decades now. He was in Company. He was in the Alonzo, in The Drowsy Chaperone, and a wonderful turn as Luther Billis in South Pacific a couple of seasons ago. Here we'll hear him as Buddy, singing about how torn he is between his marriage, which isn't working, and the affair he's having with a girl on the road in The Right Girl. And then we'll be followed by Ron Raines, who sings the part of Ben, his counterpart in Follies. And Ron Raines, I thought, gave a wonderfully, beautifully sung rendition of that character that's often, frankly, not sung that astonishingly well. But first, let's hear Danny Burstyn from Follies trying to figure out who the right girl actually is.
The right girl, yeah, the right girl. She makes you feel like $1 million instead of what, like a rented tux. The right girl, yeah, the right girl. She's with you no matter how you feel. You're not the good guy, you're not the heel. You're not the dream boat that sank your reel. When you got the right girl, yeah, and I got I'm back, babe. Come help me unpack, babe. Hey, Margie. Hey, bright girl. I'm home. What's new, babe? You miss me? You smell good. Come kiss me. Hey, Margie. You wanna go dancing? I'm home. Des Moines was rotten and the deal fell through. I pushed, babe, bushed, babe. I needed you to tell my troubles to. The heck, babe, let's neck, babe. Hey, Margie, you wanna go dancing? You wanna go driving or something? Okay, babe, whatever you say, babe. You wanna stay home? You wanna stay home? It's day, babe,
my flight goes, no stay, babe. You know how you cry, babe. Stay home. Be good now, we'll speak, babe. It might be next week, babe. Hey, Margie, goodbye, babe. I gotta go home. The right girl. Yeah, the right girl. Yeah, she sees you're nothing and thinks you're king. She knows you got other songs to sing. You still could be her, well, anything. When you got the right girl, yeah, and I got hey, Margie, I'm back, babe. Come help me unpack, babe. Hey, Margie. Hey, bright girl, I'm home. You miss me, I knew it. Hey, Margie, I blew it. I don't love the right girl.
You're either a poet, or you're a lover, or you're the famous Benjamin Stone. You take one road, you try one door. There isn't time for any more. One's life consists of either or. One has regrets, which one forgets. And as the years go on, the road you didn't take hardly comes to mind, does it? The door you didn't try, where could it have led? The choice you didn't make never was defined, was it? Dreams you didn't dare are dead. Were they ever there? Who said, I don't remember, I don't remember at all.
Here you go. Keys to the old jalopy.
Thanks.
You need a couple of bucks?
I'm fine.
Come on, it's only money. What does it matter?
You wouldn't understand.
The books I'll never read wouldn't change a thing, would they? The girls I'll never know, I'm too tired for. The lives I'll never lead couldn't make me sing, could they? Could they? Could they? Chances that you miss, ignore. Ignorance is bliss. What's more, you won't remember. You won't remember at all. Not at all.
Borrowed money, borrowed car. Someday I'm gonna have the biggest goddamn limousine.
We've got each other, Ben. What difference does it make?
All the difference.
You yearn for the women, long for the money, envy the famous Benjamin Stones. You take your road. The decades fly, the yearnings fade, the longings die. You learn to bid them all goodbye. And oh, the peace, the blessed peace, at last you come to know. The road you never take go through rocky ground, don't they? The choices that you make aren't all that grim. The worlds you never see still will be around, won't they? The Ben I'll never be, who remembers him?
And beautiful Tony-nominated performance by Ron Raines in the current revival of Follies. Hymn is a very difficult word to sing at the end of a song, so bravo to him, to good old Ron Raines. Okay, we're in our special Tony Awards broadcast here on Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And I'm your eager host, Larry Maslon, sort of sitting in my cushy chair here, wondering what is going to be chosen for the winners of the Tonys this evening. This kind of programming where you could actually sit in your own living rooms and look at a kind of handicapped scratch sheet of who are the movers and shakers tonight really only happens in a station that's committed to this kind of broadcasting. And that, of course, is 88.3 FM, WPPB. So I hope you are folding all of these great opportunities into your sensibilities and thinking about how you want to support our station, which I encourage you to do in the days and weeks that follow over the summer. And you may be wondering what's up ahead. If you've, after the Tony Awards, you may be completely unsatisfied, you may be completely, full and eager and wanting to move on to the next theatrical event, and I have one I think I can suggest to you. We are producing 3 live concerts based on the Broadway to Main Street broadcasts at Guildhall in East Hampton this summer, and our very first date approacheth. It's on July 8th, Sunday, July 8th at 7:30, and we're doing a live concert called Better When It's Banned, Censored Songs of the 1920s and 30s. I'm hosting it, I'm producing it, and I've assembled a tremendous cast, I think. Tony Award winner Adrian Lennox, rising cabaret superstar Emily Burgle, and a very talented and funny actor named Mark Viator. And we're going to be looking at all those songs by Noel Coward and Rodgers and Hart and Cole Porter that made the censors wag their fingers way back when. So do look out for it. I'll talk more about it in upcoming broadcasts, but note it well. All right, we'll move on to our superstars of the Tony Award nominees. They're 2 young men who really had breakthrough performances in the Best Actor in a Musical category. They're both phenomenal in their own way. I'm slightly biased because the first of them, Steve Kazee, who stars in Once, is a former student of mine from NYU, and I've always admired him. We always knew he was going to grab the gold ring. And he is starring in the musical Once, which is based on an independent film set in Ireland, where he plays a down-on-his-luck balladeer who's looking for love in all the wrong places. And the other rising superstar is a young man named Jeremy Jordan, who's done a really tremendous job, not only in Newsies, but earlier in the season in Bonnie and Clyde. So he's really been working nonstop. All the more power to him. He's got a really great edge, and I think he's going to go far. I think he's going to have a very long, full career. Okay, but first to Steve Kazee, not only singing, but playing the guitar in a song called Gold from Once, and then we'll move on to Jeremy Jordan singing about Santa Fe from Newsies.
So I wouldn't trade her for gold. I'm walking on moonbeams, and I was born with a silver spoon, and I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be free while I'm walking on moonbeams and staring out to sea. And if a door be closed, then a row of homes start building. Tear your curtains down, for sunlight is light. better be you. Do what you can do. When you're walking on moonbeams and staring out to sea, as if your skin was soil. How long do you think before they start digging? If your life was gold, how long do you think you'd stay living?
We finally got a headline. Newsies crushed as bulls attack. Crutchy's calling me. Dumb Crips just too damn slow. Guys are fighting, bleeding, falling. Thanks to good old Captain Jack. Captain Jack just wants to close his eyes and go! Let me go far away. Somewhere they won't never find me, and tomorrow won't remind me of today. When the city's finally sleeping and the moon looks old and gray, I get on a train that's bound for Santa Fe. And I'm gone, and I'm done. No more running, no more lying, no more fat old men denying me my pay. Just the moon so big and yellow, it turns night right into day. Dreams come true, yeah they do, in Santa Fe. Where does it say you gotta live and die here? Where does it say a guy can't catch a break? Why should you only take what you're given? Why'd you just spend your whole life living trapped where there ain't no future? Even at 17, breaking your back for someone else's sake. If the life don't seem to suit ya, how about a change of scene? Far from the lousy headlines and the deadlines in between. Santa. Can't spend my whole life dreaming, though I know that's all I seem inclined to do. I ain't getting any younger, and I wanna start brand new. I need space and fresh air. Let 'em laugh in my face, I don't care. Stay in my place. I'll be there. Just be real is all I'm asking, not some painting in my head. 'Cause I'm dead if I can't count on you today. I got nothing if I ain't got sin of faith.
Jeremy Jordan in a star-making performance from Newsies. Excellent score, by the way. Alan Menken and Jack Feldman are nominated for that score. I think that's the finest this season. Okay, so there's one more show that's nominated for Best Original Musical. It's called Nice Work If You Can Get It. It's based on a lot of Gershwin songs. And I'm sorry to say we don't have the original cast album, but I think that's a blessing in disguise because I didn't really think very much of the show. That it was extremely effortful and charmless, bordering on the ghastly. I think at times it took a couple of day trips over the border into ghastly. So why don't we just go to the guys who knew how to do it right? We'll hear first the opening number of the show, Sweet and Low Down, but rendered by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra back in 1925, and then on to a man named Astaire, who knew how to do nice work when you can get it.
At midnight, neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Now just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? You can get it, and you can get it if you try. Oh, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try.
Thank you.
if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Nice work.
Nice work yourself, Fred. Have you ever done anything that wasn't nice work? Nice job. Okay, so we're getting into the home stretch here, and we're going to look at a couple of, I think, people have the edge. Jan Maxwell is nominated for Best Leading Actress in a Musical, best known as more of a dramatic comedy actress, doing a fine musical turn, quite a ferocious one, in fact, from Stephen Sondheim's Follies. Here's Jan Maxwell.
Leave you, how could I leave you? How could I go it alone? Could I wave the years away with a quick goodbye? How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at 5. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books and the evenings of martyred looks, cryptic sighs, sullen glares from those injured eyes? Leave the quips with the sting, jokes with the sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year. Leave the lies ill-concealed and the wounds never healed and the games not worth winning. And wait, I'm just beginning. What? Leave you, leave you. How could I leave you? What would I do on my own? Putting thoughts of you aside in the south of France. Would I think of suicide? Darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? Bet your ass. But I've done that already. Or didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Well, I guess you could leave me the house, leave me the flat, leave me the Brocks and Chagalls and all that. You could leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake and 90% of the money you make and the rugs and the cooks. Darling, you keep the drugs. Angel, you keep the books. Honey, I'll take the grand sugar. You keep the spinach and all of our friends. And just wait a goddamn minute. Oh, leave you. How could I leave you? Sweetheart, I have to confess. Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you?
A lot of rage in that Jan Maxwell. The most impressive performance I saw all year came from a supporting role in Porgy and Bess, a man by the name of Philip Boykin, who was unknown to me, playing the villainous Crown. And he's so intense and so evil, and he looks like massive, like a whaling ship. He just knocked me out. And thankfully, he's nominated, and here he is tormenting poor Audra McDonald from the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess.
Decent. You heard what I told you. I said in a couple of weeks, I'm coming for you. And you're going to it fair unless you want to meet your God. You get that?
Take your hands off me now. I'm going to miss that boat.
You telling me you rather have that cripple than Crown?
It's like this crown. I'm the only woman Paul gave a head, and I'm thinking now how gotta be tonight when all the mothers get back to Catfish Row. You'll be sitting and watching. You'll be watching and waiting for Bess. But I wanna be there. Oh, girl, let me go. You can get plenty of other women.
What I want with other women, huh? I got a woman, and that's you. See?
What you want with Bess? She getting older. It takes a fine young gal for to satisfy crown. Look at this chest and look at these arms. You go. And when you wanted me back, you could whistle and devils back again.
Oh, that's not going to end very well. Philip Boykin and Audra McDonald. Audra up again for Best Actress in a Musical. She has more awards than I have fillings. Best of luck to her. Okay, so we're in the home stretch for our Tony show. It looks like the two big nominees will probably come down for Best Musical to Newsies, a very boisterous and crowd-pleasing show from the Disney organization, and Once, a very unique, small, charming show, brilliantly directed and designed and performed. Here's the most famous song from Once. It's called Falling Slowly. It won the Academy Award Once Upon a Time. And here are the very charming leads. And I wish them all the best as well. Steve Kazee and Kristen Milioti, Falling Slowly from Once.
suffered enough and warred with yourself. It's time that you've won. Take this sinking boat and point it out. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have the choice. You made it now. Fall in slowly, sing your melody. I'll sing it loud. Oh. Ooh. Oh.
Take it all. Play the cards too late. Now it's gone.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.